But if it's Friday, it means it's time for Greg Russell of Movie Plus. And handling echoing duties, not only Greg Russell, but the one and only Dana Clark. All righty. It's... Sheesh.
It's time to go
to the movies. Greg, what movies have caught your eye? What has caught your fancy?
Well, what's caught my fancy is the latest one from M. Night Shyamalan called Old. It's a very intriguing movie. It's all about these people who they go to this island for a vacation. And next thing you know, certain members of them have been picked out to stay at this special location on the island where, you know, supposedly they've got the better food, the better view, the better time of life. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, kids who are like 5 years old one minute are 15 years old the next, and people just start getting old and they don't know why. But then once this thing begins to unpeel, it's like, wow, this is almost like something that could actually happen.
Wow, it sounds like something we'd see in the Twilight Zone.
Yes, it is. It's very Twilight Zone-ish.
Twilight Zone-ish. Well, that's good. Well, let's listen to a little of Old.
Wow, you believe I found this online?
I guess it's not that secret a beast.
What happens if I'm wrong?
I don't know.
What happened to her?
Body has decomposed.
How quickly can that happen?
7 years.
But she just died.
Wait, where are the kids?
Trent!
Kara!
Come here!
Hey, have you seen my children?
Mom? I'm right here.
They had to know what this place does.
I don't know!
You're lying!
Look!
What is that?
Your message.
We never leave each other. Nothing separates us.
We're connected to something bigger.
Oh, no. We're here for a reason.
Clearly not a comedy.
No.
Nope, Greg, is this along the lines of his normal M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong stuff?
It is, but it's better than a lot have been.
Okay.
Like I said, once you get to the end of this, you'll realize what it was all about. It's kind of like, oh, wow. You know, there definitely was something different, and why these people actually got picked, you know, to do their thing. And I even brought that up to him and I, when I got to talk to him. I made a joke because we were doing, you know, the video interview. And I told him, I said, yeah, I must have gone to that island myself because look at me. I'm 18 years old. And look how I look.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
But, it's one, yeah, only in the theaters. And, yeah, it would be a pretty good... watch for this weekend, especially on a day like today, you know, where it's rainy and stuff like that.
Yeah, lousy day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so you're giving it a pretty good grade, it seems.
Yeah, like a 3 out of our usual 4. Most of the people I watched it with all kind of got it at the end. There have been some people I talked to who were like going, well, it's kind of questionable. So, you know, it's almost one of those, make your own decision, but it is exciting to watch.
All right. And I note, I missed this, but it seems to me this is the first time in a long time both films we're talking about are in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
That's a good sign.
It is. Because the next one, like you said, Snake Eyes, you know, part of the G.I. Joe family, I told people yesterday when I was on TV, it's like, we're so used to now going on looking at streaming services, saying, oh, putting it in, you know, hoping we can find it. There is a movie called Snake Eyes, but it was the one with Nicolas Cage from the 1990s. So, no, not the same movie.
That would be a shocking revelation, wouldn't it? All right.
That
so
would be.
The new Snake Eyes, part of the G.I. Joe adventure. Let's listen to this one that's going to be in theaters this weekend.
For 600 years, our ninja have brought peace to the world. But things have changed. I need warriors. Change your past. I can offer you something more important. A home.
So, Greg, this is the same guy that was in Crazy Rich Asians, right? Does he make the transition well?
This one I didn't get a chance to see because there was a conflict on the day of the screening. But, yeah, Henry Golding, who is my wife's favorite. She loves everything he does. he's become like the man, you know, of a lot of different movies now. And it's all about how he was taken in by this one group, you know, who teaches him all the different types of martial arts things. But then something about his past comes out. And so now he's kind of like got to fight for his own identity as well as the people who took him in. You know, he wants to make sure that everything's good with them.
Dana, can you remind me who Henry Golding is? Like,
I saw Crazy Rich Asians, right?
I did.
He's a lead character. He's a lead guy.
Oh, he was the lead guy? I loved that film. I thought it was a great film.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks different in this.
Really?
Yeah.
A little more sinister. Like a ninja.
There you go. Then it worked.
I got to tell you, that's got to make him feel pretty good as an actor. Because when you come from a movie like that one that was as big and as widely seen as Crazy Rich Asians, it's sometimes hard to get another job.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I can't remember the name of it, but he was also in a Christmas movie like about a year or so ago.
Mm, yes.
Where,
Crazy Rich Asians at Christmas. I think that was
there you go. Right.
I believe. Crazy Rich Asians Shopping for Christmas. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. I don't think I saw that one.
They can make so many sequels from that movie.
Right. And I'd watch them because I found it fascinating. I did. So Snake Eyes. And what are we giving this?
Well, this one, since I didn't get to see.
That's right. You didn't see it. I'm sorry.
You know, it is a lot of action. So for people who do like, you know, the action stuff, even though it's not a Marvel movie, but, you know, that type of thing, you know, they probably will get out and enjoy it. But also, like you said, people are now going back to the theaters. I've been lucky enough over the past week to see two movies in theaters with people, and it is just fun. And I think about you all the time with the popcorn, with the real butter, Paul.
And I'm just thinking about getting out to whatever the closest Imagine Theater is and getting some of that freshly popped popcorn with real butter. They have the substitutes. They have the olive oil or whatever it is that's healthier for you. But I haven't had buttered popcorn in a year and a half as far as Kim makes it occasionally. And it's really good. But there's something about sitting in a theater with that big old bucket and enjoying the movie while you're eating the buttered popcorn, at least for me. All right, so if you didn't see Snake Eyes, but if you like Henry Golding like your wife does, you'll probably like the movie. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Russell.
Gotta take it with my pad.
Greg Russell of Movie Plus. With Dana Clark on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.